But anyway, now the meditation for Friday night, a time to have some peace and quiet and to sort of come to a state of stillness when all the rushing around can slow down and we can find some peace. So it helps to close the eyes so that the awareness can come onto the body in this moment rather than with visual distractions, plans and memories. Want to come home into the now. And as you come into this body and this moment, it helps to settle the attention in this moment by focusing on your body. Just checking it out, making sure it's comfortable, by doing a quick scan of your body. How are your feet feeling right now? To check the neglected parts of your body. And if you need to adjust the posture, please do so. You can sit on a chair, a stool, a cushion, or find the best seats in the house which allows you to lean against the wall. Feet out, this is okay. It's for your compassion and comfort. And when the legs are comfortable, check them. Make sure that if you need to move, now's the time to do the moving. From the feet to the legs. Being with them. And caring for them. Enough not to take a position for granted, but to move if required. To adjust. And then you move your attention up to your buttocks, making sure they too are well positioned on the cushion or chair. Not too far forward, not too far back. Comfortable. You'll never find it perfectly comfortable, but this is good enough. As best you can make it. And as you sweep up your body. You can feel your waist. And there's many times when I'm aware of my waist, I like to stretch it from there, stretch the whole back. And the reason is, number one, because it's pleasurable. You feel the endorphins going through your system. And you see in the forest, many animals love to do stretches. And after I stretch my back, then I loosen it. And it falls into a very comfortable spot. I don't follow books about what the posture should be. I feel the posture. Experience it in this moment with the thought that I care for you. So I want to make sure the posture is just right. And then I check my shoulders. I only do that because many people complain about tightness and stress in their shoulders. I just let it loose. And my hands, find many comfortable positions for my hands. There's no one posture better than another. Sometimes people say traditions, but especially as a Westerner, you follow traditions, you challenge traditions, you make new traditions, ones which work in our modern world. So you find the best position for your hands. Ones which are comfortable for you. And you go back up to your shoulders and your neck. To avoid any neck pain, make sure my head is well balanced on top of the neck. Move it to the left, to the right, backwards, forwards. I'm almost doing an exercise until I find the optimum position. That's mindfulness together with kindness. It's beautiful compassion. It's not indulgence. It's care for my own muscles and my own neck. And for the head itself. I usually focus on the face, first of all. Because on the face, they say, are written your emotions. And a wise person can tell whether you're tired, whether you're energetic, afraid, by how you look. And I decide to have relaxation written all over my face. I feel the muscles around the eyes, and the mouth in particular. And by trial and error, always watching with mindfulness, I relax those muscles. I relax them so much, they feel free and at ease. Whenever you do have muscular ease, it's a very pleasant feeling. So my whole face feels pleasurable, relaxed, tingling. And then, even though you're not supposed to be able to experience sensations in your brain, it doesn't matter, I imagine my poor brain working hard. Now I'm going to give it some peace and quiet. Dear brain, take a break. And imagine the whole body sitting here. Relax to the max. Just by paying attention, by being caring, the body does feel more peaceful. At the same time, by paying attention to the body, you stop paying attention to other things. You become centered, aware inside, in the moment. The result of that is bodily relaxation. And then, once the body is relaxed, I let it go. And I developed an object of mindfulness called the peaceometer. How peaceful are you now? How relaxed? How at ease are you? Give it a number from 1 to 10. 10 is very agitated. 1 is really at ease. 0 is dead. That's just a joke. So give it a number. Just so you know roughly where you are. And I'll find out what it takes to bring that measurement from your piezometer closer to 1. What agitates your mind and what makes it peaceful? As simple as that. We're doing this before we even go on to things like the breathing. Aware of the piezometer and bringing that measurement closer to 1. feeling the level of the peace of it down. And then to get some focus, because sometimes when you get peaceful, the mind can drift away. Sometimes you have a long meditations, you can let your mind drift away and see where it goes. Follow it, be with it. Just like when I go overseas, I don't travel. I sit in the aircraft. The aircraft moves. I sit in the car. The car does the traveling. I do the sitting. The mind doesn't wander when I go with it. I start becoming aware of my breathing. As you breathe in, feeling the breath, how it comes in, where it comes in, that's up to your body. Keep it automatic, natural. As you breathe in peace. However you imagine peace to be, as you breathe out, breathe out sickness, tension, tightness. Breathe out, let go. Breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go. Breathe in peace. Breathe out, let go. Rest your attention on the breathing. Like you're traveling on it. Breathing in peace. And breathe out, let go. So you can feel the breath so easily from the very beginning of an in-breath right to the end. all the different moments of breath, to notice the pause between the breaths. When that breath begins to go out, all the way to the end of the breath. Not so much by holding your attention on the breath, but by letting go of everything else. No past, no future. Nothing else. Just being with the breath. How do you feel now? What's it like inside your body and mind? How relaxed is your body? You feel just energy flowing through unimpeded, healing, relaxation. Disappearing pains and stresses, and the mind becoming bright. Peace. Now we're getting very close to the end of this meditation period. How do you feel inside? I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. I invite you to use the fading away of the sound of the gong to take you out from your meditation. I will ring the gong 3 times. So if you'd like to get yourselves comfortable, in a few moments I'll give this evening's talk.